I should say suspected impact point. Having a lift going, we can't get the light all to work. Seems to be some kind of mechanical problem. Let's send back another light. Meantime, we're going to take some readings with the gather tire and chase around here a little bit, wait for another light all to come back in.
Broke.
Well, we Yeah, I'm going to shut the recorder off till we find something. Picking up? What are we up to? We're up to 2-3 units. Deflection, you're getting in close to one pod.
Picking up something. Picking up.
Okay, it's still not going above 3 or 4 units.
Picking up more though. More frequently.
Yes, you're staying steady up around 2 to 3 to 4 units now.
Face into the blast, what we assume is a landing site, all have an abrasion facing in the same direction towards the center. The same
thing. Let's go this way around the circle here. Turn it back down here.
Picking
up the
collection.
Let me see that. Well, that's kind of funny. That's you're right about the abrasion. I've never seen a pine tree that's been damaged react that fast.
I've got a bottle to put that in.
Yeah, okay. You got a sample bottle?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, here, sit this on the ground.
You'll notice they're all the same.
Okay, from now on, let's identify that as point number one. That's stake there. So you all know where it is, we have to sketch it. You got that, Sergeant Nevels?
Yes, sir.
Closest to the wood bridge base.
Point one.
Be point one. And let's go clockwise from there.
Point two.
So this tree is between point two and point three.
Two other personnel requesting to find a moving tree at your location.
Tell them negative at this time. We'll tell them when they can come out here. We don't want them out here right now.
Okay, the sample, you're going to mark this sample number one.
Yes.
Have them cut it off and include some of that sap and all. Is between indentation 2 and 3 on a pine tree about 5 feet away, about 3.5 feet off the ground.
I've got some more of them.
There's a round abrasion on the tree, about 3.5-4 inches in diameter. It looks like it might be old, but strange as a crystalline pine sap has come out that fast. You see those other trees here that are damaged in similar fashion?
Yes, so I'll make them toward the center of the landing. So.
Okay, why don't you take a picture of that and remember your picture, and you got to be writing this down. Well, it's going to be on the tape.
Right. Got a tape measure with you?
This is the picture. Your first picture will be at the first tree, the one between mark 2 and 3. Meantime, I'm going to look at a couple of these trees over here.
We are getting some.
You're getting rains on the tree you're taking samples from on the side facing the suspected landing site.
4 clicks max.
Up to 4. Interesting. That's right where you're taking the sample now. 4. That's the strongest point on the tree?
Yes, sir. If you come to the back, there's no clicks whatsoever.
No clicks at all on the back. It's all on the
maybe
side facing the... Interesting. The indentations look like something twisted as it got, you know, as it sat down on them. Looks like someone took something and sat it down and twisted it from side to side.
Mm-hmm.
Very strange.
We're looking at the same tree we took the sample off with this, what do you call it, star scope?
Uh-huh, star scope. Getting a definite heat reflection off the tree, about 3 to 4 feet off the ground.
Yes, where the spot is.
It's same place where the spot is. We're getting the heat.
There's a spot on a tree directly behind us. I picked up the same thing. One off to your right.
Three trees in the area, immediately adjacent to the site, within 10 feet of the suspected landing site. We're picking up heat reflection off the trees.
Like 5 and up.
What's that again?
Shine a light on again, Bob.
Well, you have trouble here.
Yeah. Getting the heat right on the spot, and then when you want them,
okay, turn the light on.
Light, you'll notice the white.
Hey. You're right. Isn't there a white streak on the tree?
Indicates,
let me turn around at this tree over here now. Just a second. White streak right on the tree. I can see it. Maybe give me a little side lighting so I can find the tree. Okay. Off.
Alpha 2 security.
I lost the tree. Okay, stop. Light off. Hey, this is eerie.
What is the hot spot?
This is strange. Here, someone want to look at the spots in the ground? Whoops, watch your nose. We're walking all over the park here.
Sir.
Okay, let's step back and not walk all over. Come back here and somebody put a beam on them. You're going to have to be back 10 or 15 feet. You see it?
Fine.
Okay, lights off.
He took this long to dock.
What do you think about the spot?
This is on a beta reading, too.
It's on a beta reading?
Beta still has been removed.
Okay.
back, but it just moved to the right.
Yeah.
Off the right.
Strange. Oh, well, why do you left? Let's approach to the edge of the woods up there. Can you undo a lot of lights? Let's do it carefully. Come on. Okay, we're looking at the thing. We're probably about 200 to 300 yards away. It looks like an eye winking at you. It's still moving from side to side. And when you put the star scope on it, it sort of has a hollow center, a dark center. It's like the pupil of an eye looking at you and winking. And the flash is so bright to the star scope that it almost burns your eye. The farmer's house and across in the next field. Now we have multiple sightings of up to 5 lights with a similar shape and all, but they seem to be steady now rather than a pulsating or glow with a red flash. We just crossed the creek. And we're getting what kind of readings now? Getting 3 good clicks on the meter and we're seeing strange lights in the sky. 244, we're at the far side of the second farmer's field. And made sighting again about 110 degrees. This looks like it's clear out to the coast. It's right on the horizon. Moves about a bit and flashes from time to time. Still steady or red in color. Also, after negative readings in the satellite field, we're picking up slight readings, 4 or 5 clicks now on the meter. 305, we see strange strobe-like flashes to the rather sporadic, but there's definitely something, some kind of phenomenon. 305, at about 10 degrees horizon directly north, we've got 2 strange objects, half moon shape, dancing about with colored lights on them. That gets to be about 5 to 10 miles out, maybe less. The half moons have now turned into full circles. As though there was an eclipse or something there for a minute or two. 315, now we've got an object about 10 degrees directly south, 10 degrees off the horizon. And the ones in the north are moving, one's moving away from us.
Moving out fast.
This one on the right takes away too.
Yeah, we're both heading north. Okay. Here he comes from the south. He's coming toward us now. Now we're observing what appears to be a beam coming down to the ground. This is unreal. 330, here's Zero 330, and the objects are still in the sky, although the one to the south looks like it's losing a little bit of altitude. We're turning around, heading back toward the base. The object to the south is still beaming down lights to the ground. 400 hours, one object still hovering over Woodbridge Base at about 5 to 10 degrees off the horizon, still moving erratic and similar lights and beaming down this area.